Okay, so Alderman, your motion is all of the enumerated items on 218 plus the memo at our places.
This goes a long way to, there's some positive aspects to this.
Correct, absolutely.
And this is consistent with what you reviewed and what we presented during the budget relative to the health insurance fund and the coverage levels.
My second was 1 through 7.
And the memo.
Yep.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
That was energetic. I'm going to, any opposed? So I'm going to say 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions, even though it was awfully quiet. G16 on 227 is the monthly financial report. Any highlights, Mr. Rosenberg?
Motion to receive and place on file.
Mr. Rosenberg second. Does have some things here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
It was,
one more. No, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to point out the cover note that was with your council packet that absent any alternate direction from the Common Council, staff plans on advancing funds from other funds to fund the initial portion of the capital improvements in funds in TIDs 5 and 7 until the loan proceeds are available in early December. And absent any further direction from the Common Council, staff is making decisions about where the extra landfill siting fees are being credited to various funds.
Questions? Motion to receive and place on file has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
Paul, you'll make sure and bring that update to the Finance Committee for where you're going to make those funds, lack of direction from the council for the landfill siting fees.
That's been brought up at the July and August finance.
No changes since then,
no
though?
No changes.
Okay. All right. I thought this was a new and additional one to that.
G17, 271, City Attorney's Office recommend we opt out of the federal class for opiates. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 is Committee of the Whole recommendations. Who's doing this, Glenn? At your place, there's a revised pricing.
Sure. After last night's discussion, we decided that a table showing what was requested last night, that basically what residents will actually pay would be appropriate. So that's what you see in front of you. It's got the four options, manual garbage, with biweekly and with weekly recycling, and then automatic garbage, biweekly and weekly recycling. As you can see, John's charges us $96.18 per year per unit, and you can see read those numbers to the right how that would increase. The bottom line is those four options, they range from $118.35, that's with the weekly recycling, or $118 with the biweekly recycling, if you stay with the biweekly recycling, and weekly recycling would be $134.67. And if you notice that the amount of the garbage stays the same in all of the options.
Before we do this for the constituents information, first of all, this is truly a user fee. If you notice, you don't have the sheet in front of you, but it's the John's rate per household times the number of household units or number of units comes up with the rate. We add on some additional money for our administrative purposes and some other trash-related things, and that comes up with the total dollar annually. So what you're hearing is $118 or whatever the number is. That's truly a user fee. What you didn't hear last night was there will be a selection available for size of carts, depending on whether we need them or not. Depends on the options the council chooses. So it may be that those of us with two people in the household will get 248 gallons, one for trash, one for recycling, or a 96 and a 48 or 296. Whatever you need, it comes as part of the package. And I think that answers most of what you had an issue for.
I think it's 40%.
It is
not
40%.
Mayor,
could
I?
Yes, Alderman
Wilhelm. Yeah, one of the comments was that it was a 40% increase. Actually, it's about if you had a $118 dinner check and you put 20% for a tip on there, it's actually less than that. So it's less than 15% of that. So for the highest user fee, it would be $16.32 more a year, which is much less than it's somewhere around 14-15%.
It's 10.65%.
Okay. And also, what they didn't hear last night were there were seven people and no one was objecting to the weekly recycling. In fact, I would say that most of the people were supportive of that or had no opinion. Said that they probably, one said he probably wouldn't use it, but had no objection to it. And I thought the idea was to encourage recycling rather than when the recycling is full, that people end up throwing it in the garbage as the alternative when they don't get their garbage picked up. So we have our representatives from John's here, and maybe they might want to give us additional information.
There was one other issue you had relative to the number of cans. You get with the service one of each. If you need more, that's a separate contract between the homeowner and John's to pick up the extras. So that
each of garbage and one each of recycling.
Correct. Pick the size, but it's one each.
Right.
So, okay. Do we need? That's right. Alderman and Mayor.
Just a couple of quick questions.
Push your button, please. Thank you.
Just a couple quick questions that weren't covered last night, I don't think. Can we ask the John's representative,
sure.
Nate? Nate, first of all, I want to point out that you told us last night recycling is recycled. You know, as people have a question, they throw it in the recycling, and they don't know what happens to it after that. And there's a concern sometimes that, well, we put it in there, but they just put it in a landfill anyway. But you told us last night that it is actually recycled. That's an important item.
That's correct, 100%.
Another thing that you mentioned last night, the buyback. If somebody purchased a larger container recently, you will look at it and possibly buy it back at a fair price from the owners.
That's correct.
And one last thing. If somebody wants to change the size, say they start off with a large container and they decide they want a smaller one or vice versa, is there a charge to that? Can they do that?
No charge.
And they can do that anytime they need to?
Correct.
If a home is sold, the cans go with the home. If the new owner decides they want a different size.
Correct. No problem.
Okay.
And if someone steals them when they move from their home, then we replace them with new ones.
That's why we see all the City Milwaukee ones.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea, push your button. Dan?
No. Thanks. Then, Nate, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe this has changed, but we are a population in excess of 35,000. We are one of, what, three communities that still are on a manual pickup?
Yeah. We serve about 65 communities in southeastern Wisconsin.
We were the first.
Our first and our favorite is right here. Of those, five currently have manual collection. Next year, we're slated to have zero. So the city of Burlington is maybe the last holdout along with you guys.
And you're our favorite, too.
Good.
This is, and John, maybe just a little information. This is a trend that's going through this is throughout the United States. This isn't a ploy by John's to get rich, is it?
No, it's not. This is safety and creating a good job for our drivers are really paramount for us. So a very close example would be the Village of Caledonia. When we started there, they had manual collection. We put in recycle carts. 2 years later, we put in garbage carts. It's gone extremely well. We have one veteran driver there, and we have several new drivers there. And I think our new drivers get by far the most compliments that we receive as a company there because we've created a good job for them. And it's a lot safer, it's a lot more efficient, all the things we've talked about in the past.
It's warmer.
Okay.
It's warmer. On the coldest day of the year.
It is warmer.
Yeah, it's warmer, too. Correct. I mean, I understand the public comments in regards to it's skewed the older senior, the empty nesters today, granted, they're absorbing and they're going to pay a little bit more toward the cost, but vice versa. Let's go back to when they were younger and they had their families, and I was a single homeowner and didn't have hardly any garbage. I had to pay the same thing that family had to pay that might have had four or five, kids as well. So it's a balancing act, and this is just a rhetorical comment. I understand the economies and the economic conditions and the hiring problems that are out there today. These situations are not going getting better with the pressures of the growth that's happening in southeastern Wisconsin. So we have to make a decision. We won't have a choice down the road. Or the choice that's going to happen if we continue to stay on manual pickup, we're going to see a skewed increase with those costs going up a lot more than going to an automated service that we can somewhat see that the costs can be controlled. So, hey, it's a balancing act, and it's not, we're in a lose-lose situation. We're thinking that in the future that this is the better move to go in the long run. So, Nate, I appreciate the work that you put into this. And I also appreciate you, fine-tuning the numbers to make it a little bit more attractive for us to make a decision as well. Thank you.
The only thing I'd ask of the council is to consider adding a rule that says carts are not to be visible from the street. I don't know that we can enforce that. We don't have an ordinance, but we should make notice of that because, again, I don't want to be turn it into the city of Milwaukee where carts are sitting out in front of the driveway all day.
Can I? You misunderstood me. So, just so you know, I could clarify, which I think you'd be happy for it, but you don't understand what my comment was. You'd be happy with my comment.
But we can't.
Yeah.
We can't.
Based We're on fine.
Okay. Is there action regarding this item? Mr. City Attorney, then I want to make another point.
I guess I would suggest that the motion include a provision that states subject to receipt review.
One more time.
Subject to receipt review and approval of the proposed contract amendment by the Common Council.
Is that your
motion? That is my motion.
And that is your second?
Yes.
Alderman Taylor.
I would also think that whether it needs to be an amendment or what comes back to the Common Council is changing the policy on yard waste, that it is a paper bag only compared to the plastic, and then instead of three pickups, we go with four pickups because of the cost savings. We either do the reduction or get a fourth pickup. So I would say go with a fourth pickup, make it simple. So I think I don't know if that means an amendment or just that language just comes back our way.
What do you think?
I think that would be part of the change in the
contract. And then my request to staff is we start publicizing right away that we want paper bag yard waste because we got a pickup coming on weekend of December 2nd.
It's for next year.
Might as well start now. I've seen people with fully loaded clear bags on the street right now. It's like pickup's not for another 2 weeks. Alderman Dendry, Alderman Nelson.
And then, Nate, according to our conversation, if you can instruct your staff to be a little bit more flexible in regards to, since we've got something in motion here, to be a little bit more flexible with loosening up the troops to picking up the garbage that's out there and not putting green slips out there anymore. I mean, until we need to, starting in January. Okay.
I don't know that that's smart, but
anyway. Well, hey, they're used to one way, but
Alderman Nelson and Alderman Wilhelm.
One of the things I was going to ask you when, you know, going to the paper bags, if we could also try to educate citizens where to get these bags.
I would.
If there's something, you know, because I've got a couple that have reached out and said, well, they don't sell them at Menards. They only sell the clear ones at Lowe's and whatever, whatever. But I fully support that. And I also like the wanted to see that other there for the fourth pickup. And paper bags only makes perfect sense. And that's all I have on that.
Or other containers.
Yeah, or the containers. It can be that too, but I mean, I've been a lot of people that like to put them in the bag.
No problem.
Now I'm going to turn my little thing back on here so I don't get scolded. But as long as I got the floor, and one more thing with that, I do mirror Alderman Dandrea's request if you could call off the hounds for a little bit because that does affect us. We get the calls.
And one thing in doing that is it will stop people from buying containers that then we will have to buy back from them soon anyway. So we'll end that tomorrow.
And then all of us who do Facebook, web pages, et cetera, will do it on our own pages or email blast. Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is the plan to get the word out, and when is the next city newsletter?
I think it's done, isn't it?
It was just about done, but I'm imagining now Lisa's face tomorrow when I tell her we changed the story.
And that was your idea, not mine, right?
Can you work closely with John's on the wording of what that will be so everything works together and you will be able
absolutely.
To get
that I in? May even look at just doing it as an insert so that we can get more information than a page and right. Then
well,
that actually makes it easier.
They're going to get the recycling card anyway.
Yeah.
So that recycling card turns into something wholly different.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no one else wanting to weigh in, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying, well, let's do this. Let's do a roll call.
You must brief retire.
I don't have a dog in this fight. I didn't care.
Let the mayor break it, huh?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
He was a dissenter for the longest time. I'm going to vote aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
And if I was asked, I would vote aye, too. I just pulled a Tom Taylor. Okay, thank you. Thanks, everybody. G19, is there a motion to enter or close?
Do the licensing?
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you. Item H1, vouchers.
Thank you, Your
Honor. Out of H1, vouchers.
Is it H1 now?
Is there a motion to approve the following? City vouchers with an ending date of November 1st in the amount of $5,926,490.26 and payroll dated October 25th, 2019 in the amount of $395,574.05 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $416,640.62 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll of November 8th estimated at $399,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $211,000 plus city matching payments and property tax payments with an ending date of October 31st, the amount of $4,327.14 and night bearer payment in the amount of $24,904.53 and ballpark commons project draws in the amount of $2,486,342.11 and American Deposit Management Investment Transfer in the amount of $1,700,000.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Aye. Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions, and I am proud to call item I-1 licenses. Alderman Taylor, turn your mic on.
All right, thank you. I totally was thrown for a loop there. I thought we were going to go the right way again. So basically, everything is approved except for Otto is hold for appearance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Alderman Nelson. Alderman Wilhelm.
The item on the agenda is approval for the Marcus Theater to start serving beer for those that have been looking forward to that.
Okay. I think I announced it, right? Motion carries, 6 ayes. No, no, there's no absent, no abstentions. G19, is there a motion in our closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub E to deliberate upon tax incremental district number 6, mixed-use industrial, commercial, retail, single-family residential, and open space uses project development, the tax incremental district number 6 development agreement between the City of Franklin and Loomis and Ryan, Inc., the acknowledgement of development agreement by Strauss Investments, and the tax assessment agreement for tax incremental District 6 between the City of Franklin and Strauss Investments, LLC, terms and status, the negotiation provisions and terms of the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive bargaining reasons, to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as appropriately.
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're in closed session. Scott, got it. Thanks.
Hi.
Motion adjourned.
Second.